Hello, it's on this day. It's the 27th of May. It's John Givens hosting, and I'm joined by Carl Kapak and Rob Gutman to talk through two events on Liverpool's history, should I say, that both happened on this date. One is a cup final win, and the other is a player leaving the club. So we'll start with the win, of course. Why not? We're going back to 1981 and Liverpool's third European Cup triumph. It was a 1-0 victory against Real Madrid, which I'd say Rob always adds a bit of grandeur to these things. You know, I've got no idea how good these teams were in 1981, really, but Real Madrid just sounds good.
Yeah, I mean, it's a while ago for me as well, this. I was a 14-year-old with hopes and dreams. My memory of it was that they were decent. And, I mean, yeah, they were definitely a force. They were definitely a major force. And I don't know what the betting would have been. It would have been pretty much even Stevens, I would have said. They had, from memory, they had a player called Camacho. I think they had, who's the vulture one? Buritraga or... And they had, I think they had Laurie Cunningham playing.
Yeah, Laurie Cunningham starts. Yeah.
He was a major star then. I mean, he'd been part of the Ron Atkinson West Brom team that had run us close to the league title in '79, and he made the big money move, which was really really rare back in those days to Europe. And we approached that one with a degree of reasonable dread. You know, we were Liverpool. We'd won the trophy a couple of times before that, but we'd had a shit season. One of those seasons distorted by the cups. We'd won the League Cup after a replay against West Ham, but we finished fifth in the league that year. And after sort of the run, if you think about the run Liverpool had from '76 through to 1980, where we're league title winners three out of the previous four seasons, double European Cup winners. This was a major fall from grace season, this. It can't sort of be understated enough. We'd lost our sort of unbeaten Anfield fortress reputation. I think we'd been 42 games, something like that, unbeaten at Anfield, and lost it this season at home to, I think it was Leicester, and lost them maybe another couple of times. And in the league, we were just very, very poor. We had, I remember, a lot of injuries that season, which we'd never, ever had before. But it was a rare thing. A Liverpool team was usually a fit team. It stayed healthy. I think McKennie might have missed some games. There was also a sense that the classic midfield was burning itself out. The Ray Kennedy, Jimmy Case, Terry McDermott, not so much Souness side of it, wasn't at its peak anymore. Kenny needed a partner, really. I think Johnson and Highway were sort of... I think Highway might have been faded out by them, but David Johnson wasn't exactly nailing it down. Kid called Ian Rush was coming in, wasn't scoring goals. So in a way, the European Cup final represented some redemption, but you know, Villa and Ipswich were the teams in our league, so we weren't one of the top four or five in Europe, I wouldn't say, although we thought of ourselves as the royalty we were.